Welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 88 for Saturday, December 6th, 2008. That's right, December is here, and with that means not only the onslaught of the holiday season, but also we start to look and count down to the end of 2008. So, boy, it is coming really, really fast. Thanks for joining us on PHP BB Weekly, the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. You'll notice I practiced that intro quite a bit, so now I don't stumble over it like I used to do all the time, David.
You practiced it? We've done this almost 100 times.
Yes, indeed. From San Francisco, California, where it is a very, very cold 43 degrees Fahrenheit, which for us is very, very cold, I'm Douglas Bell.
And from Meade, Washington, where it's even colder, 30 degrees.
Which for you is actually cold.
Well, it's not that cold. It should be colder. David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Did you know he didn't come up with something different, because before the show I made fun of his multiple personality disorder this morning. Hey, I wanted to do that. And today we're very glad to welcome a special guest who's probably wondering why he's still with us right now. From the PHP BB moderator team, Dave Rathbun. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. I didn't check my temperature in Dallas. I didn't realize that was one of the requirements for this morning. Yeah, we always start out with the weather.
Either the weather or breakfast. I don't know why.
Well, I got the most. I had breakfast. I had a bear claw.
I just finished with a cup of apple cider, so there you go. Anyway.
We had the most fascinating weather up here about this time of year, where the fog rolls in and rolls out, and it, so there's all this fog in the valley. It's the coolest looking sight.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, for those of you guys who are joining us in the chat room, thanks for making us a part of your Saturday morning. Dave is known as the PHP BB doctor, so if you need medical attention, let us know, and we'll send Dave right over to you.
If your board needs medical attention.
Yeah, exactly. Your PHP BB board, that is.
Whatever you want to do, Dave. I just thought I'd throw that out. All right, let's go through our usual bit of housekeeping, first of all. PHP BB Weekly is, of course, a live podcast every Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you are. If you would like to join us on this episode, you're certainly welcome to call in. The number is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418 to join us live on the show and ask Dave or either of us questions. Or you can also join us in our wonderfully helpful chat room at talkshoe.com. Go on there to find PHP BB Weekly. We also have an unofficial IRC channel that no one uses, but if you want to use it, it's PHP BB Weekly on irc.freenode.net. Or you can stream us live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And our wonderful sponsor helps us make ends meet on this show is GoToMeeting. Do you have to travel for business but are constantly feeling the wrath of crazy flight delays and other ridiculous problems that, you know, make life difficult to do? There is a much easier and more affordable way. It's called GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. All you got to do is log on to GoToMeeting.com, or you can start meetings with a click, and instantly everyone in your call sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's a lot less expensive and less time-consuming than meeting in person. And if you'd like to give it a try, you can get a free 30-day trial by going to gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts, where you can start doing more and traveling less. Okay, now, we asked Dave to join us today because Dave sent me a private message a few weeks ago with a tip that he's actually opening up a brand new website this week for, he calls PHP BB2 Refugees. And so we're going to talk a little bit first about his new site today.
First of all, Dave, what is PHP BB2 Refugees?
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing that I have to make very clear has been communicated to me, much like Douglas, you used to do on the podcast. This is not an officially recognized or supported site from the PHP BB group.
Yeah.
So that out of the way, it is intended to be a site for folks that are going to continue to use version 2. We're calling it the legacy version of PHPBB. Even after the forums closed down at phpbb.com, which is fast approaching. It was announced, of course, earlier this year, and I know y'all covered it here on the podcast.
Frequently.
extensively.
Yes.
Mostly
yes,
out of my interest.
Understand. And obviously, I have an interest in it as well, having been a PHPBB2 user since 2002 is when I started my first board. Mm. One of the common comments, I'm sure you've had it here on the podcast and you also see it on the board, is, oh, my board's too heavily modified.
Oh, yeah.
Or the flip side is, but I really like what I have, even if it's not modified. So you can kind of run the gamut there. The refugees site actually started, believe it or not, in an idea from a conversation at LondonVasion, which, again, another topic y'all covered quite heavily. The reason it has taken to this point to actually become public is I chose to be very sensitive in my position as a moderator. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to go against any team policies or PHPBB group opinions or what have you in order to do this site. I wanted to make sure that it was, if you will, not authorized, but at least didn't jeopardize my position on the team. And so there was a lot of conversations that went on behind the scenes about how can we make sure that this works without being kind of implicitly supported or recognized by the PHPBB group. And once we got all that done, we started building the site and figuring out what we were going to do with it. And the we is a fairly small group. I talked to Robert, also known as Lumpy, on the boards, and he had already started a site, phpbbusers.com, and if you go to that site today, you'll find that he has a redirect page. It doesn't automatically redirect you, but it tells you that it will be doing that soon to the refugee site. Mm-hmm. There's a number of different people that will become obvious as the board develops and their participation becomes more clear. I'm not quite ready. I'm not sure that they want their names out there right away. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of the guinea pig at this point going out there. but basically...
Putting a link in the chat room, actually, you have a thing on your blog about a bit about the new site.
Yes, yes. And actually, what I would like to do, mm-hmm. And I guess I can go ahead and do this, if people are in the chat room and they would like to go to the site today, we're not officially opening until next week, and there's a reason for that, which is covered on my blog. But if they want to see what the site looks like today, they certainly can. Today, it is protected with an htaccess login. It's quite simple. The username, which I'll be putting into the chat, is...
I already put it there, actually.
Ready? Yep. Ah, very good. I see that. So, preview, and then refugees is the password. And that extra prompt will be dropped next Tuesday, which is December 9th.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. December 9th is turning into a very auspicious day for PHPBB, kind of as is June 17th, because December 9th, this year, marks the 8th anniversary of the original release of PHPBB 1.0.0, was December 9th, 2000. And, of course, last year we remember that December 9th was the day that the teams released the final release date of PHPBB 3.
And the selection of December 9th wasn't an accident. It was precisely because
exactly.
It was a significant date in the past.
Mm-hmm.
That was a suggestion.
Yeah, both for the, I assume, the release of PHPBB 2 Refugees as well as the release date for PHPBB 3.
Yeah.
Yes. So, essentially, it was a suggestion from one of the folks that I discussed this with earlier on. We were just trying to figure out when would be an appropriate time to announce a go-live date. And he made the suggestion for December 9th and then told me why. And I said, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. We'll use that. And it fit within the schedule.
Yeah. Tuesday is always a good day to launch. By the way, Dave, I do want to apologize. We said in the advertising for this episode that you were going rogue. And you said on your site you're not necessarily going rogue, so I do apologize for comparing you to Sarah Palin.
Thank you. Yeah, I can see Houston from my house. No, sorry, that was probably in poor taste. But anyway,
that's okay.
I don't want to bring the reputation of this podcast down any further than it already is, right? No, the main thing about going rogue is, like I said, we did have some discussions, myself and some of the team leaders and so on, about this whole process. And I'm trying very much to make sure that it is independent and not exactly going rogue, because I like being able to give back to the community in my role as a moderator, and I didn't want to jeopardize that.
Yeah.
And I still feel strongly, though, that there is a viable community out there for version 2, and I am hoping that this site will provide that. Mm-hmm. There are other sites out there that I've mentioned Robert's site, which was a very new site, and as I mentioned, he's going to be shutting it down, and his users have already been given the preview password, and so they've had the opportunity to join the refugee site for some weeks now. There is, of course, the PHBBB Hacks site that Patrick does a good job of running. Mm-hmm. What I'm hoping that the refugee site will provide is something that is more similar to what's being done at .com in the past. I'm hoping that a lot of the .com regulars that are PHBBB2 literate and or fans will come over and be able to use this site to continue working with that version into the future. I had somebody ask me on IRC the other day how long I expect the site to last. And I thought that was a fair question. When you start a board, or any site for that matter, sometimes you have an idea that there's an audience already. I feel like there's an audience already out there for version 2. But time will tell whether this sort of resource is of value to the community or not. If it turns out that the board attracts no users and no activity and people are just not using it, I think that's okay. It shows that people don't need something like this. But if there wasn't a place to go, we would never know the answer to that question. And I think it's important to at least have folks that are fans of the legacy version have the opportunity to make their fandom, if you will, mm-hmm. known.
Oh, definitely. I'm already registered on there. So far, you currently have 33 registered users, but hopefully once you get your launch, you'll have some more. However, we have been talking about, David has always been very quick to point out whenever I do go on one of my things about how much I love and will miss PHPBB2, he's always very quick to point out that on PHPBB.com, the PHPBB2 forums have not been as active as they once were. And you can go on to like the support page or the mod pages, and the first page will go back a couple of days, as opposed to back years ago when you would only go back a couple of hours.
Absolutely. And I'm obviously aware of that, and that's probably an indication that a lot of folks are in fact moving over to version 3. I don't expect the refugee site to ever reach the volume that .com did in the version 2 heyday. If it does, I'm actually prepared for that. I've got a new server that I'm leasing, and right now the refugee site is what I anticipate will be the most active site on the server. And it's a quad core box with 4 gigabytes of RAM and 1.5 terabytes of bandwidth. So we're ready.
Is that a dedicated or colo?
It is dedicated.
Oh, okay.
You start talking about servers and David is like, boom, he's awake.
I've been snoring over here listening. No, I'm kidding. No, I've been paying attention. I just,
waiting for my opportunity, and servers is it, you know.
I mean, PHP maybe too is kind of more. It was kind of my topic for you, David.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you know, I'm. You know, I was very. I first of all, I must go back a little bit. Dave Rathbun posted a topic for the teams and saying, you know, hey, this is what I'm doing with the PHP V2 refugee site. So, you know, it's definitely no secret to the teams, which and so it's great. You know, he does have the support of the team members individually, you know, even if...
Unofficially.
Of course, unofficially. That's what I mean. The PHP V group does not officially support the site, obviously.
Kind of the same with us. But, you know, I used to say every time, you know, this podcast is separate from the teams. They really don't. It has nothing to do with the teams. Never mind, they listen to us. They come on very frequently, and they often give us ideas on what to talk about. But and they correct me whenever I make a mistake. But we're still separate from the teams, you know.
Yeah, we're not officially endorsed by PHP V group, but
everything but that pretty much has gotten to be.
Well, what it is basically the individuals, the team members, they support the podcast in the same way we support, you know, sites like these that are, I think, going to be a value for the PHPB2 community that, you know, we know from past discussions on PHPB.com that there are some people who certainly do not intend to convert from PHPB2 to PHPB3.
Of course.
At least right now, or at least for the next couple of years, you know, maybe eventually they'll see the light. But you know,
Dave, we've been talking about there's still a number of PHP BB1 forums out there that are still active, believe it or not. Now there are very few and far between, but they still exist, amazingly enough.
If you still had a PHP V1 support forum, I don't think you would get a post except for maybe once a month. I mean, seriously, that is how little that is used. But see, with PHP V2 was far, far more popular. PHP V2, you know, you'll go around the internet. You can still find it all over the place. I would venture to say that you would find probably at least as many of those as PHP V3.
Yes.
Now, you don't necessarily see all those people coming and asking for support, but those people do exist out there.
Mm-hmm. No? Yes.
And, so, you know, certainly when – okay, so looking at this PHP V2 support forums, it goes back on the first page, which is what – let's see. How many topics is that? What's the view topic count?
On where?
The page on PHPB.com.
I'm not.
How many?
I'm not there yet.
Okay, I think it's. I don't know. It's like.
How many? So how many topics?
More than 30. Basically, more. How many topics will view on a single page?
Oh, for PHP on .com, I'm looking. I believe it's 25 or something like that.
It's. Yeah, so it's, let's see. Well, actually, I can tell right here. 50. It's 50.
Oh, okay. That's a lot. That's all I know.
It is. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was not. Doesn't look like 25. It looks more than 30. It is 50. Out of 50 topics, the support goes back to the 1st of December.
Yeah.
So,
6 days.
6 days, yeah. 6 days. That's, you know, you have 50 topics in 6 days. So, which is not bad. And think about this, you know, come January, which is next month, when are the support forums being closed, Dave?
Oh, we just had this up.
It's in the announcement somewhere, and I can't remember exactly which day. I know the support is officially ending in.
Support will no longer be actively provided for 2.0.x beginning January 1st, which is in 3.5 weeks.
So, assumably, this forum would be locked, right?
In 3.5 weeks, yes. The only thing remaining would be converting from PHP BB2 to PHP BB3.
Right. So, basically, what I'm saying is you have over 50 topics that's posted in a 5-day span, or let's say a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those aren't going to suddenly just stop somewhere. I mean, the forum's going to be locked. Where are those people going to go? So a place like PHP BB2 Refugees at least is going to give these people somewhere to go to get that support. You know?
If they are aware of its existence.
If they are aware of existence, that's the tricky part for Dave.
Yeah.
To get
one of the comments I had, or the conversations I had, was with the moderator team leader. Obviously, as a moderator team member, I have to absolutely follow the same rules that everybody else, even more so, because if a team member doesn't follow the rules, it makes my position as a moderator kind of suspect.
Yeah.
And so we had a number of conversations about that, and I absolutely intend to do that. What I'm hoping will happen is that folks that are PHPBB2 fans, and Robert, a.k.a. Lumpy, I've already mentioned, Jim UK is a former moderator team member and was one of Robert's early board members, and he is going to be coming on board. Folks like that will be putting lines in their signature, which is perfectly legal under the rules. Mm-hmm. And the word will hopefully start to spread without it being plastered all over .com, which obviously we can't do. Yes. And mm-hmm. won't be doing. There will be...
Well, to give you some idea, I mean, you think of Star Trek Guide as a very unofficial site and unassuming site, but the same thing has happened with us, you know, where we, you know, people have it in their links, and all of a sudden we're getting, you know, we get most of our traffic from Google, but second most comes from phpbb.com, from people having in their signatures and, you know, posting for help articles and things like that when people needed help. So it could certainly become that for PHPBB2 refugees. It can certainly do the same thing.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope the main thing that I hope to accomplish with this site is to provide the resource. I don't have any illusions that I'm going to be able to go out there and answer every single support question or every single mod question. I don't intend to try to do that. So it's going to have to become a community that wants to help each other. And that's what .com was about for me. When I first got started with the board, I looked at several different board packages, including some paid solutions. And I went with PHPBB because of the community at .com. And I'm hoping it's the quote from the movie, right? If you build it, they will come. I'm hoping that happens. I am absolutely committed to running the board for a minimum of 2 years. One of the things that I find is that people give up too early. And after 2 years, we'll look at it, and if it's tumbleweeds blowing by, if I post a note that says we're shutting down next week and nobody says, wait, no, well, then obviously there's no need for this particular resource, and it can retire. Yeah. But I'm giving it absolutely a minimum of 2 years to get to that point. I think that's what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the
Go ahead, David.
I was going to say, you know, when people are searching, because what will happen once the boards are closed and people and topics are large from people trying to start PHPB2 support topics in the PHPB3 support forums, people are going to start having to search Google for support. And obviously you want PHPB2 refugees to come up at the top for support for PHPB2. And that's really one of the biggest sources of traffic that you'll end up getting for people who are looking for PHPB2 support.
Yep.
And you need at least 6 months for that kind of thing, for our search terms to come up at the top for things like that. You know, obviously it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a month. You know, hopefully it does, but you still have to give that at least 6 months to happen.
Yeah. Well, what I thought I would do is hire some of the World of Warcraft gold spammers and just have them add me. No, obviously I'm not going to do that. I despise spam. That's not something we're going to be doing. But the initial approach, obviously, is since we can't wait the full 6 months to start getting the word out, will be to try to have people spread the word on their own. That's one of the reasons why I contacted you guys about coming on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So you've got an audience. I posted it on my blog, which apparently more than three people read, despite appearances. And I have recently updated my signature on .com with the user bar that our graphics person put together. And some of the other folks will be doing that, I hope. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start working subtly as we can to let people know that the site is available and that it's available, and hopefully they'll be excited about it and find it useful.
You know, it's interesting. I kind of, when I look at PHPBB2 refugees, this is what you have so far, it kind of seems like it's similar to Star Trek Guide, but for PHPBB2, because Star Trek Guide is really a very PHPBB3 focused community with the kind of, you know, discussion and support and mods and styles and stuff like that for PHPBB3, and now you've got something here very focused on PHP VB2, and just sort of on opposite extremes from .com, which at least until a few weeks from now, is kind of in the middle with both PHP VB2 and PHP VB3. It's kind of interesting to see that, but I'm certainly interested in having us as a podcast keep an eye on what you guys are doing as well, because we've obviously focused a lot on Star Trek Guide, and perhaps see if we can get a working relationship going with PHP VB2 refugees as well.
I'm absolutely all for that. That would be not a problem at all.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out. I was thinking while you guys were talking about this, you're talking about how you're sort of working this out with the rest of the teams, is that looking at the teams you guys have, ignoring the developer team, which is kind of off in their own world, the four teams, mod team style, the mod styles and support teams really have had to transition from focusing on PHP VB2 from back in the day when I was there, to now they're really focusing on PHP VB3 because the kind of services they do depend on that. Whereas the moderator team kind of more focuses on, you know, keeping the community going smooth, and that really doesn't require you guys to be have a real transition from PHP VB2 knowledge to PHP VB3 knowledge, because you're just moderating the boards. Other than learning some of the new controls and the new moderate control panels and stuff for PHP VB3, that's about all you really had to do. So for you as someone who kind of focuses more on the PHP VB2 side of things, you really have, as a moderator, have not been affected the way that you would have been if you were in one of these other three teams.
That's probably a very fair assessment.
I think you probably will be once PHP V2 support forums is closed. People will start posting support topics for PHP V2 and the PHP V3 support forum. Wow. You'll have to start dealing with those.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you're learning new ways of moderating, because for you guys, you guys' job pretty much depends on how a typical board works, and it pretty much has stayed the same. From 2 to 3, it's still a bulletin board, it's still forums, it's still moderating the same way, pretty much. So it's not like you've had to transition from supporting a completely new platform.
That's true. As you say, we have new tools, mm-hmm. But the process of moderating a board is still more of a social thing than a technology thing.
Mm-hmm. So for you, it kind of puts you in an interesting position as someone, you know, still focused on PHP BB2, but at the same time in the PHP BB3 environment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like me, as I'm kind of the guy still smart with PHP BB2, but the whole podcast is, you know, moving towards PHP BB3 because that's where the community is going and that's where David's going, and so I'm sort of, you know, fudging my way along. And so far I haven't had any problems with that. So.
No, I think it's gone very well.
Mm-hmm. I have, however, been looking at phpbb2refugees.com. I just updated my profile on there a bit before this show started, and you apparently have added a lot of mods to phpbb2refugees, because I've seen a lot of interesting things. In the profile, you know, you've got a custom profile field for what phpbb user ID you have on phpbb.com. You've got a whole bunch of preferences for how you want different parts of the board to work. And, you know, these are some things I've never actually seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not just taking you're not doing like phpbb.com, where they just sort of do the most virgin type of phpbb installation they can possibly have. You have obviously gone beyond that and added a lot of modifications to this.
I'm very glad you brought that up, because that's one of the questions that I anticipate would be asked fairly frequently. The profile option to put in your PHPBB user ID was brand new for this board. It's very simple to put in. It was an early suggestion from one of the members to give people a way. Since this is going to be a brand new community, you won't have, unless you know people by name, which you may do, or you may know them by name. Obviously, I think Highway of Life and so on. Some of those names are a lot more recognizable than others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know them by name, it would be handy to have a quick link over to the mothership, if you will, at .com and get a feel for that person's activity, how long they've been a member, what's their post count, where are they the most active. So putting that profile link and allowing people to put in their user ID over to .com was, I think, a very good suggestion. Robert was the one who made that suggestion. He had implemented that at his PHPBB users site, and I wanted to be able to continue that.
David, maybe you should consider doing that on Star Trek Guide.
It's
a good idea.
It isn't a bad idea. Yuri, Marshall Rusty, I believe, has the same thing at his unofficial supporter site. As far as the rest of the mods that you're talking about, I had somebody on IRC ask me, did you write all of these things for the refugee site? And I was a little bit incredulous because this is about 6 years worth of modding, and there was no way I could consider having put all these things together in the month that I've been working. Well, I guess it's close. It's more than a month now that I've been working on bringing the refugee site up. So where all this came from is that initial board that I started back in 2002 over the years has been slowly modified to meet the members' requests and their requirements. And some of them are kind of silly and trivial, but they're still fun. And some of them actually, I think, provide an important function for the board. So when I wanted to start building the refugees site, once, if you will, kind of the permissions and the politics issues got settled, I decided rather than going with a vanilla board, I would copy most of the code from this other board, which has been extremely successful. We will be crossing over 500,000 posts very early next year. It has had a lot of work done as far as tuning, so for handling a large load, as well as the obvious things that you touched on, some of the features that are there. Mm-hmm. I decided to copy that code and start from there rather than starting from a vanilla board. Now, at .com, they always wanted to show, here's what you'll get if you download the basic package. Here's what you can start with. So that's why they never installed any mods. Part of the point...
So not publicly viewable, well-known mods. I know they've made some amount of small tweaks in the back end that we're not supposed to know about.
Right. And I can neither confirm nor deny that, but...
they have something, but we won't say what it is.
Okay, we'll go with that.
I think I won't get in trouble for doing that. If I do get in trouble, Yuri will come and slap me right away.
All right. So what I thought would be fun to do with the refugee site is show what can be done with version 2. How hard is it to mod? How hard is it to add these features? What kind of stuff can you do? What kind of ideas can be implemented? And, of course, a lot of these things can be done with version 3 as well. Not saying that version 3 is not moddable by any stretch, but I think the way I put it in a post on the board was we want to show that there is life left in version 2. Yeah. And if you look at version 2 versus version 3, there are very, very clear technological advantages to version 3. That's why it's version 3 instead of 2.2. It's been changed dramatically behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. A lot of those technological changes are good, but they do bring an additional level of complexity to running the board.
Yeah.
If you recall, one of the very first and sometimes still ongoing complaints, I'm sorry, complaints probably too strong of a word, discussions about version 3 is how different and how much more difficult it is to set up permissions in version 3 than it is in version 2. Now, with that, you get a lot more power. Mm-hmm. I don't ever want to say something that can be taken negatively against version 3 because I think it's a wonderful product. I just think that version 2 has a lot of life left.
Yeah.
And so coming back to your original question, the reason we have a lot of those profile options is they were built for this other site and copied over, and I looked at each one and said, yeah, we'll keep that. Yeah, we'll keep that. There were a few things I took out. For example, the other board that I'm talking about has a subforums implementation. For the refugee site, I didn't see any need for that. Everything's pretty much a single level. We don't have a need for a real deep structure, so I took the sub-forums code out. But for the most part, that's why those mods are there. They weren't added in a mad flurry of modding over the past month and a half. They were added over 6 years, going on 7 years, on this other board that I run.
You see, you bring up this whole difference between PHPBB2 and PHPBB3, and it kind of is consistent with what I've been saying quite often. PHPBB3 is great, and you can just ask David, he'll tell you every single reason why the code for PHPBB3 is so much better than the code for PHPBB2. And while I may not understand PHPBB3's code myself very well, I will take his word for it. But in terms of for me, I think what more people are interested in is not so much the code, but the user interface. That's why I use WordPress over something else, because while the code for WordPress is, I granted, not great, the interface is pretty good, better than anything else I see. And I think PHPBB3 has the problem of, yes, it has a lot of stuff you can do with it, but for the less experienced user, it's too much stuff. It's everything but the kitchen sink. It takes a while. The first time you open the admin panel, it's kind of like, there's a lot there, and you have to kind of get a map to find your way around it.
I think, you know, that's really the biggest attraction for people to remain on PHPBB2 or to use PHPBB2 right now is the fact that the things like the administration control panel, they're so much simpler because there's a lot less stuff there. Mm-hmm. And with PHPBB3, obviously, you have a lot more control over everything. There's a lot more features. And obviously, the price of that is having a lot more complexity with everything that you have. Now, yes, some things can still be simplified. Some things are simple, but there's still a lot there. And you're going to have complexity when you have that much stuff. And that's really – it's not going to be something that someone will just pick up in a day. You know, it's going to take them a little bit longer to pick up PHPBB3, you know, pick up how PHPBB3 works. It's going to take them longer to do that than it would take them to pick up PHPBB2. So for somebody who wants something just that simple and that sort of thing. Now, I think if the PHPBB2 code used the PHPBB3 framework, PHPBB2 would live on in its simplicity.
That's why I've called for quite frequently, and I know that in a perfect world this would be great, but we have a development team that's volunteer and they don't have a lot of time. I understand that. But I think it would be good if you had a light version of PHPBB3, which had all the great code, the good security, all those wonderful things, but has a more simpler user interface for the admin panel, fewer features in there, and maybe then some mods if people want to add more on top of that. But I think that there is still a demand for a form within an admin that is not as congested as PHPBB3's.
Right, and you can't really do that in PHPBB3. It's not really possible. Because if you do, you're leaving out a lot of stuff. Now, I think you can dumb it down still. You can take out a lot of stuff and just sort of get just the basics going. You can do that with PHPBB3, but you still have to know what you're doing to do that. You still have to know how to adjust the modules and take out things that you don't need and disable features that you don't need and just enable just the basics. But, and that's what the attraction is for people running on PHPBB2, especially those who can't read code. Because one of the first things I do when I get an e-commerce product, like an open source e-commerce product or a blog software or a wiki software, one of the first things I always do before I get something like that is I'll go look at the code. I want to see the code structure. I want to see how easy it would be to add mods, add plugins, how easy it would be to style a new template. Or, you know, everything like that. I want to see how well the code is programmed, if there's any security issues just by me looking at it and things like that. And I will base my decision on how the code looks. This is not something that most people would do when they're looking for a product. They would look at the front end, how the features work together, what features they do have, and the interface, you know, how easy it is to work. And easy is a really big issue for a lot of people. So... and that's why I think PHPBB2 would continue to live on for people who don't have a lot of modifications installed. Now, for a lot of other people, they're like, I spent a lot of time, I invested a lot of time in my PHPBB2 board. I don't want to go to PHPBB3 because I don't want to spend that much time getting all those particular features going in PHPBB3. Yes, it's certainly possible. PHPBB3 has a lot of default functionality that people have to mod into PHP v2, but there's still a lot of people who run out there with a mod for their PHP board that they would have to install those mods for PHP v3 as well, and they don't want to spend all the time that it would require to do that, to get their board up to PHP v3 from PHP v2.
Yeah, exactly. It takes quite a bit of work to get that to get that kind of stuff transferred over. Which from experience, just doing any kind of big transfers, not even from PHP v2 to PHP v3, but any time you're making major upgrades or changes on things on your website, that is quite a bit of work to make sure that things are working the way you want them to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for me especially, and the clients that I've worked with, it's definitely been worth it. You know, it's, you know, somebody says, you know, I had this for PHP 2. I work with some clients who are on PHP 3 boards and like, hey, I had this mod for PHP 2. Can you create it for PHP 3? And I said, sure, no problem. It's very easy to create mods for PHP 3 a lot faster than it was, in my opinion, for PHP 2. But, and they're very happy with PHP 3. It's still the transition. They still have to decide, can they afford it? Can they afford to spend the time or the money involved in making their PHP 3 board like their PHP 2 board was? Because PHP 2 existed for 5 years, that's a lot of years to add a lot of mods and make a lot of modifications for people who did that.
Exactly. I mean, you should give Dave a chance to talk too.
It's fine. I'm okay. just to, I guess, maybe wrap up the comment about how many mods are on the refugee site. I've started going through and documenting each of those profile features as well as some of the other features. As you work through the board, you'll see there are some of them are subtle, some of them are more in your face. But I've started listing all of the modifications that have been applied and whether those will be available to download as mods or not, if people want to do some of the same things that they see there. One thing that has been decided already is that the code that we're running on the refugee site will not be available as a downloadable, installable package. And the reason we've made that decision is in order to do that, it's pretty much going to become a fork. And that's one of the questions I was asked early on by some of the developers, as well as some of the other folks at .com, is, am I going to do a fork of PHP VB2? I don't intend to do that because I think if somebody didn't really understand what that meant, they might think, oh yeah, I'll fork the code. It won't be any problem. Mm-hmm. Forking the code is a big step. You're taking on a huge responsibility, and I don't think that I personally am able to dedicate the time that it would take to do that properly at this moment. That's a decision that would probably be revisited in 6 to 12 months, mm-hmm. but we're not going to be doing that. We're not going to be doing a fork. So we are going to be hosting or pointing people to SourceForge, the standard downloads. And I have some fun stuff in mind for mod authors, if they want to preserve their mods that they've written for version 2, be able to port them over to the refugee site, and we will host a mod database, something like whatisthat.com. Mm-hmm. Only it's David, it's the one that I think I gave you a preview of that I have been using on the PHPB doctor site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think this will be the excuse for me to finally get that ready for public use. And make it available on the refugees site.
That'll be a good thing.
I'm excited about that. It's not going to be ready for the launch because the focus for the launch is twofold. Getting people aware of the site and then starting the support area. I think if the support area is a wasteland, if nobody's making use of it, then there's not much point in going beyond that because support is really what is going to drive the site.
Yeah.
People helping each other. Once you get past that, once you've got a thriving community of people helping each other and supporting the legacy version, things like mods and styles will naturally follow that. That's at least that's my vision for how the site is going to progress.
Speaking of forks, I've always had my joke that if you choose to do a fork of something, you can go post it on sourcefork.net.
source pork.
I like that.
I've used that. I remember one time back when I was on the team, we had this crazy guy in Area 51 post this thing about how sick he was waiting for PHP BB3. So he was going to take what was in the CBS and go ahead and post it as a fork, and he was going to call it FOP BAM.
Yeah, PHP BB,
which with extra letters added, FOP BAM. And boy, they had so much fun with that.
Somebody who actually went out and registered the domain name.
That was one of the team members, yeah.
Yes. It was not. I don't remember who it was, but I remember that.
I do, but I will keep – since he's no longer a member of the team – actually, he is still a member of the team, so I will keep his identity private unless he decides to come out. Yes.
I was going to say, well, okay, you just said that, and that narrowed it down to about two or three people, and then you said, no, he's still a member of the team. Oh, that narrowed it back up to –
sorry, he is still a member of the team, so he's having fun. The team has a lot of fun sometimes, so
got to blow off the stress.
Exactly, you get crazy people. We talked about this a few weeks ago with on our special on managing staff members on your board. Sometimes you just have crazy people, and for they're entertaining for a little while.
It's mostly good, actually. You know, you can have that. You still have to moderate it pretty closely sometimes because they can get a little too crazy. That can be bad at times.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to be a little crazy on Star Trek Guide and places like that. PHVB.com, we don't. Everything is professional.
Yeah.
And
that's probably why we will never be – David, this podcast will never become – a part of phpbb.com, because we cannot keep a straight face.
Gotta have fun.
As long as you keep coming up with a different personality at the beginning of every other episode, that's what keeps the podcast interesting. You know, that's the whole point. That's right.
Well, I think the PHPB team's, you know, one of our goals, obviously, that we've talked about for a long time, is to become more team or more community oriented.
Yeah.
And one of the things that entails is, you know, it's okay to have fun every once in a while. And we still do on various topics on PHP.com. So it's not always just straight face on there.
Exactly.
I say that most of the time, yes, it is all business because, I mean, it's you know, we're not playing around all the time on there. It's not a clan site or something like that. But we still try to have fun every now and again, once in a while.
So, if anyone in the chat room has any other questions they want to ask Dave about the new site, I'm not sure what else we have to say. However, definitely, it'd be a great idea to try to get people interested because while you may have a site for people to find support, I presume you would have some people on board to give support for PHP BB2 as well.
We have several folks already that have come on board that are active in the support area. I've been very careful about direct recruiting at this point because I'm not sure that would be viewed very appropriately. There are some folks that I have my eye on that I may try to be subtle and nudge them and see if they're interested in coming on over to help. But again, I think that's up to how the community grows. It's you've got to get that certain nugget rolling, and when the nugget becomes a big rock and the rock becomes a mountain, and then you've got some interest in it. And people,
it's called the snowball. Yeah, the snowball effect, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm in Texas. Yeah. We don't get snowballs down here. So. But yeah,
have you seen the Florida snowman? Have you seen the Florida snowman?
The Florida snowman, no.
Yeah, it's similar to the Texas snowman. The Florida snowman is it's this little container. It's like a glass container. It says Florida snowman on it. And what it is it's about half filled with water, and it's got a floating hat, a carrot nose, some little beads that would be like its mouth or something like that. It's hilarious. It's a Florida snowman. It's all melted, you know?
I get it.
But yeah, it's like a snowball effect, and that's what, you know, Star Trek Guide did in the same way. It didn't become popular in 2 months or 3 months. It took a lot of time, and it wasn't after, you know, maybe a year that it really started to take foot and get going. And
yeah.
So I think your minimum of two years is probably a good stepping place. You know, and I think you'll get a lot of people after the support forums are closed on phpb.com. A lot of people are going to go, where do we go now? And if they can easily find it in signatures or something like that, you know, or I assume when topics are locked, they'll probably just be, you know, there's no more support for PHP 2. But maybe when people who like you, if you lock those topics, your link is in your signature, and people will read your post and see it in the signature, and hopefully that's one way to do it too, without spamming, because that's right. The idea.
That's legal, if you will, under the rules. But
right.
To go back to Douglas's question, though, about having people available, I have not historically been active in the support forums at .com. It's not because I don't have the knowledge or the skill. It's just because there are folks like Robert and obviously the members of the support team and so on are incredibly active there, and they're doing a fine job. When I started my other board, which, as I mentioned, this source for the refugee site was based on this other board, it was actually a very similar scenario in that there was a resource that was being removed. The resource in that case was a mailing list for a particular set of software products, and it was going to be retired. And we set up a bulletin board using PHPBB to replace it. And for the first year and a half, there was a core of about five people. I mean, it literally was about five people who were constantly on the board and pretty much answering every question. And over time, the concept of pay it forward, you came to the board a year ago and this weird guy named Dave helped you out and you kind of stuck around, and now you see some of the questions that you know the answers for, so you're going to help them out because somebody helped you out on this same board a year ago. So I envision being much more active in the support area on the refugee site, at least for the first several months. That's another commitment that I'm making, not only the 2-year commitment to keeping the board up and running, and I've got hosting arranged and all of that, but I will probably be much more active, personally, will be much more active in the support area just to help get that snowball effect going. I'm not going to be a passive board owner who just sets up the board and then goes over to .com and whines that nobody is coming to post and can't you please come join my board with a million forums on a zillion different topics that has no focus. I intend to be very active and do what I can to support the movement, because obviously I believe in it, or I wouldn't even have gone this far. So I want it to be successful if there's a need for it. And that's one of the things that I'm committed to do.
Very good. Very, very cool. All right. One last question that is nothing to do with anything, but because I have you on here, Dave, I want to ask you, on PHPBB2 refugees, where do I go to upload an avatar? I can't
find
it.
you have to post a few times first. That's one of our many mods. Whether that stays that way or not once we actually open remains to be seen, because I know avatars are one way that makes a team member or a user, anybody, it makes them more recognizable if they've used the same avatar on various different places. And on the other board, we actually did not allow avatars for anybody except the board moderators. And so there's some code in place that is restricted to not only – I've taken the moderator piece out, but there was also code in place that didn't allow you to enter a website or didn't allow you to use an avatar or various other things until you'd reached a certain post count. So if you post a few times, magically when you go into your profile, it will allow you to set up your avatar. That's one of the things I may – turn off before we go live, because I know avatars are important as a way to recognize people.
Okay, good. I knew I wasn't crazy.
No, in this case.
Like, Dave has an avatar, why can't I get one uploaded?
Yep. And Kelly Bean, the user Kelly Bean has an avatar. She has a number of posts. She has been a huge help, and ironically, she runs a PHBBB3 board. And I met her through a common acquaintance who was one of my clients that I did a lot of PHBBB2 work for, and she knew of some of my work through them, and she started asking me for the same thing for her version 3 board, and I said, I don't do 3 code. Go away. Leave me alone. And fortunately, she didn't listen to me. She kept bugging. Finally, I started looking at some version 3 code and saying, well, this isn't so bad. I can do this. And I did a couple of what I considered very simple mods for her. And as, again, the pay it forward or payback or whatever, I asked her because she has some graphics skills to help me with some icons and some various logos and tweaks, graphical tweaks for the board. And she's been a huge help, and she's worked tirelessly. She's put in many more hours than I ever did writing mod code for her. She's the one responsible for all our custom icons and cool stuff. But sure, she's got an avatar because she's over the set number of posts. But I'll probably turn that off before we go live.
Right. It's a good idea, I think. Very cool. That's one of the first things I do is I upload, because I always register on sites, obviously, it's Highway of Life, and then I always upload an avatar because when people see Captain Picard and Highway of Life together, it should automatically trigger a memory of who I am. So
a very false memory of who you are, because I've said it before. It gets stuck in my head, and I keep thinking I'm talking to Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
I have to go
watch the London Invasion video to remind myself what you really look like.
I had that problem with that London Invasion because people were maybe like, oh, you're not bald. Oh, no, I'm... okay.
You should have been just one day.
So yeah. One other thing I'll just mention real quick that I am going to be doing, in fact, later today, as David mentioned, I did post to the teams about this site some time back and offered the same preview password so that they could get in and register their usernames. As of today, I'm going to be going through the team roster and, if you will, blocking any username from a team member that has not been registered, so we don't get somebody registering as Acid Burn and posting on the refugee site unless it is in fact the person that we all know and love as Acid Burn. So we won't have or like Bella John B or PSO TFX or any of those folks signing up unless they are the real person.
That's a good idea. Dave Rathbun, his site is phpbb2refugees.com. It launches officially on Tuesday, or you can check it out between now and Tuesday by using the authentication name preview and the password refugees, all those in lowercase. Also, Dave's wonderful site, phpbbdoctor.com, the blog on there, he has a lot of very interesting information about forum management, about spammers, and other very interesting things that he blogs about quite frequently. And he gave us a free plug on his blog, too, which was very nice of him. So, appreciate him for that.
Been really interested in speaking of his blog, reading his comparison between his version of PHPV2, because he calls it, what do you call it, Dave?
In the post, I called it PHPV Dave.
PHPV yeah. Dave, right.
It is, in fact, what we're running on the refugees board. So if you read those posts, you are basically reading about the code that, for all practical purposes, we're using for the refugee site.
Interesting.
And what Dave did is compared each individual feature from PHPBB Dave to PHPBB3 and, you know, basically going through each one and then saying, you know, I don't need this because of, you know, this particular reason, or I have this and this is the differences in it, and, you know, he goes through all that. Now, there are several blog posts about it, a series of blog posts, so I recommend reading it for anybody interested in the differences between Dave's PHPBB.
Get me a link to that. I'll put it in the show notes.
Dave can probably pull that a little faster than I can.
Yeah, hold on. I'll put it in the chat.
All right, that'd be great.
There you go.
Okay, and of course, Dave is also well, we know him as moderator team member on phpvp.com. And Dave, thanks so much for joining us today. Really interesting conversation we had. And we'll definitely be keeping a very close eye on the progress of phpvp2refugees.com as it moves forward.
So, and I appreciate the time and any support that y'all can help with.
Certainly. All right. We're going to move, you know, in your honor, Dave, because you joined us today, we are going to break with our four-month-long tradition and actually do a PHPBB2 Mon Style of the Week this week. So,
yay,
that's right. And David, I assume, is just going to sit back and listen at this point.
I thought you were going to force me to do it.
Okay. I might.
Hey, I'll do the mod. I'll do the mod.
I can do it. I can do it. I don't mind.
I'll do it.
You can probably comment on it. Actually, here, well, you can comment on it because we've been talking recently.
Douglas wants to do it.
I'm so happy. But you can probably comment on this because we've been talking recently about PHP BB 3.0.3 and the addition of the moderation queue. And last week we talked about how phpbb.com is now using the moderation queue for things like that. And so this is actually a PHPBB2 mod that does something similar. It's called Approval Mod by Uncle.f. Essentially, it's to prevent users from viewing unapproved posts until moderators have approved the posts. So while it doesn't necessarily put them in a queue, what it will actually, per se, before it shows up, it'll actually post it on the forum, but it will keep it hidden from regular users until the moderator approves it for public viewing. But it's the same pretty much idea, you know, for reporting spam and posts in public forums, things like that. And a number of settings, it lets you do set settings on a forum-by-forum basis. Now, do you want to say anything, David?
it kind of looks like, now I'm not looking at the feature list because I'm not sure where you would find that. Detailed documentation. Okay, so because I was thinking, you know, it kind of seems like this would be where you can set it either perform and they need at least one post, or if you can actually make it so a certain group of users needs approval, or someone posting specific content can be tagged. I'm not exactly sure. There's a lot of features here in this particular mod.
Looking at this, it appears that when you set the permissions on the forum, for groups, you can set that the group either have to have their posts approved, or don't need approval, or they actually have the ability to approve posts, or they can be a full moderator. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we probably need a little bit more. Oh, he's even got one of these flowcharts.
I looked at this mod. I actually looked at this mod a while back because I needed it for one of my smaller boards, which didn't have a real active presence from the moderators.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a lot of features. He's put a lot of time into this. It's pretty impressive.
Ooh, boy, this documentation is long. It's longer than we have to go through this, you know.
It would be nice if most mods were documented in such a way.
Oh, yeah. That is totally the truth, you know, for people. Then when I come along and have like 20 minutes before the show starts to pick a mod style of the week, I just pick it and then I just kind of guess what it does. So, but yeah. This is a very good mod, and now with PHPBB3, it's built into the core. But if you're still using PHPBB2 and want this feature, this is definitely the mod you want to look into. And there's apparently there's a whole bunch of control over how it works and how you want it to have it work, who can approve posts and who has to be approved and how that will work. So definitely something you want to check out. So approval mod of the week. And the style of the week, I'm still trying to pull out some holiday winter type styles. There apparently are not very many for PHPBB. I am so amazed that I can't find very many more.
Three.
This will be the third PHPBB one.
PHPBB two. There are quite a few.
Yeah, but for three, I mean, we did two, and I couldn't find any one last week, and then the week before, and I have not found any more. So. If anyone would like to whip up a nice Christmas or holiday style between now and Christmas time, please let us know that you are doing that, and we will mention it because that's what we're looking for. The style of the week this week is another repeat from one we did on episode number 41, but it's a nice Christmas theme for PHPBB2. It is called Christmas by Cyber Alien, and Cyber Alien is one of the well-known former members of the PHPBB teams, styles team back in the day. And I think David posted a different link.
Oh, you posted that's a demo.
The demo. Okay, so you post. There's different colors. You posted the one for the green version. There's green. Also red, blue, light blue, pink, purple, and green. I'm curious to see what the purple looks like. Okay, that's kind of an interesting combination of colors. I don't know why he doesn't have yellow. You know, I have a.
You know, you can always tell a Cyber Alien style apart from other styles. Just by looking at it, you can tell, oh, that's a Cyber Alien style.
Yeah, it's very use of, you know, the sort of the white to gray gradients, almost kind of Mac, old style Mac-like, you know, before they went to the dark colors, the gray colors. But use of, you know, nice snow, different colored snowflakes in the background. Personally, I think I like the red style the most because, you know, the red and the green goes good, but
red is also my favorite, especially for Christmas. I'm thinking about it. It looks the most Christmas.
Yeah.
Red or the green.
Yeah.
I think more the red.
But you can obviously take your pick. Even if you do a different color, you still get the snowflake effects and things like that. So you have a bit of that there. So,
Dave, who made your style for PHPBB2 refugees?
Sorry, I was on mute. The basic concept is something that I came up with, and Kelly Bean is the one that worked with me to actually implement it. We wanted to use the tent because the tent works with the refugee's domain name, but it also is an homage to the original tent from PHPBB2, which I know you're familiar with because y'all have it on your PHPBB weekly, at least for now.
Yeah, up until January 1st when David's making me switch that bod thing. I remember when they were showing that off the first time, and I was like, I really did not like it, and everyone else in the teams liked it, so I was outvoted. But
when you have, and we have more members now with the PHPB teams than ever before, something like 50 members, and with 50 members, there's a lot of differing opinions.
Yeah. I can believe that. I kind of over exaggerate when I said that.
It must be me calling you.
No, I don't think so. Boy, the phone's going off quite a bit this morning. I'm sorry about that. But I like kind of how you have made it sort of these awkward military type colors, but it almost makes it is kind of like a refugee type of thing.
Yeah.
Although personally, I still have a place in my heart for the original Subsilver.
Well, obviously, our style is pretty much a Subsilver with some tweaks.
Yeah.
It's just color shift, and we have the forum icons. I felt sorry for Kelly because she went through and she built all of the standard icons for Subsilver and got them cleanly moved over to the brown. And then I said, now, wouldn't it be cool if we used kind of a little, like, squished triangle instead of the round circle to make it look more like a tent? And then she did all of those. And then I said, oh, and you know, I've got this code that I've been wanting to use forever, and I just haven't had the graphics talent to make different icons for each of my forums. What do you think about making different icons for each of the different forum categories? And every single time she said, yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And so I
David, you're even, Dave, you're even more ruthless than I am and thinking about styles.
Yeah, but I'm really, really happy with the way it's turned out. And Kelly deserves a lot of credit for what she did.
Yeah.
I'm pleased. I hope people like it.
Oh, yeah, certainly. It's definitely very eye-catching anyway. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the style of the week is Christmas by Cyber Alien. And the links to the mods and style of the week will be in our show notes on phpbbweekly.net. And if you have any suggestions of mods or styles that you'd like us to mention, there's a forum on you can go to the topic on our forum and share your suggestions with us. And Probably one of the things I was thinking about doing, David, when we get our new website up for the show in January, was perhaps we could put together a special nomination form. It's a form where people can, you know, nominate a mod or style of the week and send it to us.
Sure.
It might be an idea. Just trying to figure out how we can, you know, spur some recommendations rather than me randomly picking one right before the show every week.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that definitely would be. I think, you know, get other people to point out some of the styles that they would like us to mention. So that'd be a good idea. We'll probably look into that. So that wraps up pretty much this week's episode of PHP BB Weekly. Check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes for everything we talked about in this show and all of our other shows to date. Our PHP BB Weekly forum is at StarTrekGuide.com. Go to the PHP BB Weekly podcast one. And I just added a few new topics recently, asking for some suggestions from people, from our listeners, both in terms of some ideas, what they would like to see on our new website, which I'm currently putting together the feature list for. If they have any ideas, they can certainly recommend them to us. And also, if you have any clips from the episodes that we've done this year, since episode 46 up through now, of any of your favorite clips of things we've done on PHP BB Weekly. And that's because when I do our highlights episode coming out on December 31st, it's a lot of work to go through all the episodes we've done this year, find the best moments, record them, stitch them together, get them all done that way. So if you have any ideas of things that you think have been some of our best moments from this year, make a suggestion and it will at least help me have less of a scavenger hunt to go through 46 episodes and see what some of our best moments. So I'm sure David has some fond memories of this year.
Yes, I do.
Quack and Assassinate will definitely be one of them.
Actually, London Vision will top it for me.
Yeah, well, I'll have to see how much London Vision to add in there and how much not. Because, you know, back in the summer, we kind of got fat on London Invasion.
We did, yeah.
In August, we had to take a couple of weeks off and do a London Invasion diet.
Well, I think you'll still have a clip or two from the London Invasion episode, which certainly will be easy to find. But certainly, overall, it'll be clips from all the good stuff.
And that's what I get to do during my winter break. How about you? Stay home. You know, no traveling or anything. Just stay home and, you know, work on a website and a best of episode.
Hey, I get to program mods.
Exactly. That's
what I'm doing today, making more mods.
There you go. You go do it's, that.
PHPBB has become more than just a hobby for me. It's become a job.
A
not PHPBB.com, but everybody contacted me. Hey, can you work on my site? And keeps me busy full time. That's a good thing.
There you go. You actually have full time to be busy for it. I only have part time. This show is pretty much it.
That's true.
That's it. We all contribute however we can. Our next episode will be next Saturday, December 13th, episode number 89. I'm not sure exactly what we'll be talking about next week. However, we will be marking the first anniversary of the release of PHP BB3 Gold. Turning around from this episode where we talked all about PHP BB2, we'll sort of probably take a look at what we, you know, celebrate the 1 year. It's ironic. We're actually going to have the episode right on the 1 year anniversary, December 13th. It landed right there. So be sure to join us for that and whatever else we're going to talk about in that light. We'll probably have to decide that off the air. And so hopefully, David, you have some ideas. Can you believe we only have 3 more episodes left of 2008? 3 more live episodes.
So yeah, I can't believe it.
This year has gone by so fast. It's amazing. And PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcasts.com for other great technology podcasts, many of which that do not go off topic as much as this one does.
Yeah. And after we get off the show, I'm going to tweak Douglas's internal time clock to be a little slower so that next year won't go by so fast for him.
What, you think I'm a robot or something? Oh, there's some secrets you are not telling me, David.
well, you know, such is life.
Okay.
All right, well, we thank you, Dave, for joining us on this episode.
Mm-hmm. Once again,
certainly. Thanks for having me.
Oh, and you're always welcome to come back anytime. We always love to have you.
Yes, as usual.
And I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
Tag.
You're it.
You're it.
Why can't we ever get that straight? You always are like right after me.
So?
Whatever. Thanks for listening to the show, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.